we all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you are about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Tons to dive into in the sports world. As always, we've got a ton of NBA basketball to get into. The Boston Celtics, my friend Mike Wilson's team, 8 straight. They own the New York Knicks. Another good news for you. You're a Cubs fan. Looks like Bellinger and a 3-year deal there. So I have a feeling you're going to be feeling all right this morning, my friend. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Andy. Yeah, no, at least with the Celtics, I'm feeling pretty good. 8 straight is 8 straight, and this is the time of year where you got to start ramping up a little bit. And then, like literally about 10 minutes ago, I just saw the news about Bellinger, and that made me feel good. But it's still the Chicago Cubs, and, you know, you just never know with that team. But it's going to be an interesting year for sure with Craig Counsell at the helm. But, let's get talking. There's a lot to talk about, my man.
I think there's some bad blood, man, from the Milwaukee fans, knowing that he goes to Chicago. And I have a feeling there's going to be a little bit extra riding on some of those games this year. I just got a weird, sneaky feeling, but what do I know? Anyways, we're just getting loose, getting warmed up. We will talk to John Poulter on the other side, our professor of sports. We'll get into some hockey and some baseball. As we know, the boys this summer have reported things are getting busy in my neck of the woods. That's what I know because I live in Scottsdale, Arizona, and it's that time of the year. Keep it close, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We're just getting loose and warmed up right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're guiding you through as we always do. 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So obviously adjust your clocks wherever you may be on the globe, because we enjoy bringing it to you people wherever you might be. So at this time, we got to welcome in John Poulter, our professor of sports, to talk some hockey, and we'll also talk some baseball. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
I can't complain. Living the dream here in the Valley of the Sun. It's that time of year where the boys of summer are here, the weather's nice, it's the calm before the storm, as I always like to say, because I know what's coming with the 100 degrees and the heat and the humidity and the monsoons and this and that and the other, but this is our time to kind of enjoy the weather, and I'm enjoying the weather, I'm enjoying the fact that it's going to be a little busier here, but I'm also enjoying looking around and checking out the sports world in general. And, you know, last week when we spoke together, you, Mike, and I, it was the Panthers on top in the Atlantic. Now the Bruins have seesawed their way back on top, and they're now leading the Eastern Conference Atlantic. Then you look at the Rangers. It looks like they're able to get some space, right, because they've won 10 straight now. They're playing fabulous hockey at this moment in time in the Metropolitan. Then you go down to the Western Conference, and you've got, obviously, the Dallas Stars hanging out there on top. You got your Winnipeg Jets right there. And then kind of shocking maybe to see the Avalanche. They're behind them, but they're tied with points. We all know that. So maybe they're not so far behind them, but you get what I'm saying there. And then in the Pacific, it's the Vancouver Canucks who have led the way. And the Vegas Knights are they're there, but they're distant, my friend. I mean, 11 points behind them right now. So the Vegas Knights not doing what I would expect them to do. But, you know, it All they got to do is get in the tournament. We all know that. Just get in the tournament and you hope for the best. But NHL hockey right now, it seems kind of clear cut and dry to me, John.
Yeah, it's been an interesting season. There's no question about that. You know, you talk about the seesaw in the Atlantic Division between Boston and Florida. You know, Boston still back in first place, although only 3-3-4 in their last 10. Two of those have been losses. Florida, when we talked last week, were in front. You know, they've won eight out of 10, and all of a sudden, once again, they're back behind by a point. They do have a game in hand, so, you know, let's call that a tie, essentially. Yeah. Rangers, as you point out, have been playing exceptionally good hockey lately, 10-0 in their last 10, obviously, with a 10-game winning streak and starting to play some pretty decent hockey. We've always thought that that was a very talented team. Some nights they don't always bring it. Some nights they don't have to bring it because they're a little bit better than most of the other teams. I'm really surprised that Carolina has not given them a better run for their money in that division. To me, Carolina was not only the best team in that division, but to me was a solid Stanley Cup contender at the start of the season. So I'm not really sure what's happened there. Probably a combination of the Hurricanes not playing up to their potential and the Rangers playing a little bit better than we expected. Flipping over to the Central, you mentioned Dallas in first place, but that's a seesaw, really. And, you know, all of a sudden, after a little bit of a slump, we see the Winnipeg Jets now back in second place. And the important thing there is they've played 55 games. Dallas and Colorado have played 59. So maybe Winnipeg is a little bit in the driver's seat there. In the Pacific Division, you mentioned Vancouver still in first place, but 4-5-1 in their last 10. Haven't been playing very good hockey in the last 10 days or so, but they had that nice lead that they've managed to hang on to, and they are 11 points ahead of Vegas, who do have some injury troubles. Had an opportunity to watch Vegas the other night when the Leafs were in Vegas, and the Leafs on a 7-game win streak, 5 of those on the road. So they're starting to play a little bit better hockey too, but Vegas was not the team that we expected. I mean, I was quite pleasantly surprised when I saw how easily the Leafs handled the Vegas Golden Knights in that game. So Leafs then went into Colorado on Saturday night and beat the Avalanche 4-3. So at the end of the day, that West is very competitive, and with all of these teams so tight, it sets up some real interesting scenarios for the trade deadline, which is Friday, March the 8th, so about 2 weeks away.
John, hope all is well. I got a couple of questions for you. One, you just mentioned the trade deadline. What do you expect, or who do you expect to be the buyers, the sellers, that kind of thing? And I agree. I think it's going to set up for a really interesting trade deadline scenario for the NHL. And then second, my other question is simply, Jean-Guy Talbot dies at 91. He was a seven-time winner. What did he mean, or Stanley Cup winner, excuse me, what did he mean to the NHL in his day?
Well, let me address the second one, the second question first, Mike, because that's probably the quick answer. Jean-Guy Talbot was a very defensive defenseman. Started out with the Montreal Canadiens. He was one of 12 players on the run of five consecutive Stanley Cups between 55 and 60. Then he spent some time with expansion teams. He played with St. Louis for a little while. He played with the original Minnesota North Stars. He also played a little bit with the Buffalo Sabres. He also played a little bit with the Detroit Red Wings in there. So a very storied career. Very solid defenseman. Unfortunately, he will probably be known for a rather negative aspect of his career more than a positive aspect of his career. I'm sure everybody knows about Scotty Bowman and the fact that Bowman didn't develop as a player, which turned him into an excellent coach, but he didn't develop as a player because he got hurt playing in a junior game, and it was Jean-Guy Talbot that actually hit him into the boards and created the injury that put Bowman on the coaching career. So Talbot, very solid defenseman, age 91. I don't think I've seen a cause of death yet, but when it's 91, when a person's 91, you sort of expect that everything is just kind of worn out. You know, and then this, looking at your second question, trades, I think the obvious buyers are teams like Edmonton who are looking for a goaltender. I still think Toronto would like to get a goaltender. I can see Detroit trying to beef up a little bit for a playoff run. And I can see the leaders, the Vancouver, Boston, Florida combination, all looking to add a little bit of depth. If you're looking at potential sellers, that could be Pittsburgh because they're sort of on the bubble. They have a chance to get back in the playoff race, but they've got a very old, aging, contract-laden team. That'll be difficult for them to make some deals. The obvious sellers to me, San Jose, Arizona, and Calgary, all having disappointing seasons, all have players with expiring contracts. Those, to me, would be the teams that would be looking to move players.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey. You know, since you mentioned the Coyotes, I want to get a little more into the Coyotes. And I don't know if you heard about Adam Rozicka after his apparent cocaine video that he put out there on Instagram. Guy didn't play many games for the Coyotes. They terminated his contract. Second one of that kind this season where someone's contract has been terminated. I mean, want to talk about a bad look, John. This has got to be it, right?
Yeah, it's a black eye, no question about it, and that's a franchise that can probably least afford a black eye over any of the 32 teams in the NHL because we all know what kind of troubles that franchise has faced over the years, not necessarily from a PR standpoint. They did release a draft pick a couple of years ago, which was obviously behavior-related, let's put it that way. It's a team that has had trouble drawing fans. It's a team that's had trouble winning on the ice. It's a team that can't even find a proper place to play a home game. I saw the Leafs in Arizona recently, and you know, it's sad to watch an NHL game where the lights are so bright for TV that the ice is full of shadows of the players. That just tells you how bad that place is. They have to fix that problem soon. If they can't fix it with a good arena in Phoenix or Greater Phoenix, I think they've got to look at moving that team. We've talked about this a number of times. I'm just not sure that that's a market that's going to support an NHL team unless that team is out there and is winning. And unfortunately, Gary Bettman, commissioner of the NHL, is very stubborn, let's say, in terms of wanting the market to succeed. I think most commissioners by now would have said, we've done this in Arizona. It hasn't worked. Let's move on. Let's cut our losses. Mr. Bettman doesn't seem to want to do that. I think that, to me, has been his biggest fault as commissioner. I think he's done a lot of good things, but I think that the Arizona situation is embarrassing to the league. And now we have this situation with a player that's released. I had not seen the video. I don't know what the video promoted or what his stance on it was. First I heard of it was when I saw the headline that he'd been released because of a social media posting. So sad situation, as I say, a team in the 32-team league, that's the one team that can least afford another black eye.
No, I'm right there with you. It's not a good look. And you know what? I've been watching the Coyotes from America West Arena to Glendale to now Mullet Arena. I'm right there with you. I've been saying it for many, many years. What the hell are they doing playing hockey in the desert? It just doesn't make any damn sense. We got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll chop up some Major League Baseball on the other side with John Poulter, a professor of sports. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now. At 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another one. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the XYZ. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter. He is at John Poulter 12 for his Twitter handle or X handle, whatever the heck it's called these days. I ain't mad at you, but you're confusing the living daylights out of me with whatever this is. So if I mess it up, sorry, fellas. So, John, looking at things, just let's address this real fast. Corey Bellinger to the Cubs, they get the deal done. Like I was saying to Mike early in the show, you know, that's something that obviously should help the Cubs make the division race a little more exciting with the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers did sign a pitcher the other day, so that's good news to see that too. But ultimately, how big is this for the Cubs?
I think it was very important because we all know what Bellinger did for that team last year. I thought it was rather interesting that it waited this long for this to happen. I kind of thought that this deal would have been concluded a few weeks ago, maybe even a couple of months ago. I think Bellinger perhaps overestimated his value. I don't think that other teams were biting the way that they expected him to. I suspect that this is a deal that is going to work for both sides. I first heard about it about an hour ago. I think it was Jeff Passan of ESPN had a post that indicated it was 3 years, $80 million, that includes an opt-out after each of the first two seasons. So a chance for Bellinger to better himself if he has another good season, gives him a little bit of security if he doesn't. You know, I don't know what you guys think, but I detest these opt-out contracts. I'd love to see the teams be able to put a kick-out contract in that if a guy has a terrible year, they can kick him out after the first or second year of one of these lengthy deals. These things are just so one-sided. But, hey, the player's negotiated. He's got it, so he's got to be there. But, you know, what's really odd is you look at the list of remaining free agents that are still out there, and there's some pretty good names there that could be difference makers. And I'm thinking of guys like Blake Snell, who'd be the obvious one. J.D. Martinez, I believe, is still out there. Matt Chapman is still out there. Mike Clevenger is still out there. Even second-tier free agents like Eddie Rosario are still out there. And I don't believe that Jason Montgomery has been signed by anyone yet. So, you know, there's another guy that could make a solid contribution to a starting rotation. It's a little puzzling that teams can get this far into spring training and still have spaces where they can put players of that caliber in. What does that tell us about the way that baseball is managed these days? But, yeah, I think Bellinger and the Cubs are a good fit. Probably not unexpected by anybody after the market was not quite as fruitful as he thought it was going to be. But there's pressure on him now to perform. So good luck to everybody on that one.
John, I was like you. I saw Bellinger's, you know, signing news about an hour ago, hour and a half ago, whatever it was. And it made me think to myself, not that I necessarily believe this, because being a Cubs fan, it's almost like you just anticipate being let down, being disappointed at some point. But does Bellinger signing make the Cubs the NL Central's best team?
I think it goes a long way to doing that, Mike. You know, he had such a good year last year. Sort of a rebounding year for him after he wasn't offered a contract by the Dodgers. He's a former MVP. He's not that old, so clearly he still brings something to the ballpark every day. The question would be, what would the Cubs have done if they hadn't been able to fill that spot with Bellinger? Would they have been a favorite? Perhaps, because the Brewers look as though they're scaling down a little bit. The Cardinals look as though they're kind of treading water. And, you know, Cincinnati is coming, so Cincinnati could be pushing them a little bit from what we saw from the Reds last year. I think the Pirates are still a couple of years away, but they're making progress. So, to me, this is the Cubs' window, and to solidify that window with an addition like Bellinger probably puts them in the driver's seat. And I would have said, you know, a month ago, before the Brewers started unloading people, I would have said it was a two-horse race. But I think now that the Brewers have traded pitchers and the fact that Bellinger is back with the Cubs probably puts the scale a little bit in their favor. But that division has always been pretty tight. We've always known that. It's always been one of the more interesting divisions to watch, whether the teams are all really good or all really mediocre. They're usually all pretty close in terms of ability. So, once again, I think we're in for a pretty good race in that National League Central.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. The boys of summer are back here in Arizona. They're back there in Florida. And you know what? They're getting loosened up and ready to rock and roll for the season. And speaking of that, so two questions here for you, because we didn't mention the St. Louis Cardinals. So I'm kind of curious what we think about what could happen with them this year. We know they've been down a little bit, and they usually wind up being a pretty tough team to beat in the Central. And then I want to ask you a little bit about the Dodgers. First game they played, I saw them. They really brought out the whipping sticks, and then all of a sudden you're hearing people talking about potentially, you know, how many games can they win. So thoughts about the Cardinals and thoughts about the Dodgers?
Well, the Cardinals were a huge disappointment last year. We've always come to think of the Cardinals as being division-winning postseason contenders. It didn't happen last year. They got off to a horrible start. They really never dug their way out of it. They didn't get performances from the guys that we thought they were going to get performances out of. I really believe that they missed the leadership of Molina and Pujols. I think that was probably two issues that were grossly underestimated. I think they probably thought it was going to be a little easier to replace that leadership from those two guys. Clearly, it wasn't. I don't think Ollie Marmol is in the strongest position. I suspect that every time he sits down, he feels a little bit of heat in his pants, because I just think that the Cardinals need to make a statement this year. They can't afford to have two consecutive seasons out of the postseason action. I think Marmol's in hot water. I was surprised he survived the season last year, quite frankly. I was never a fan of letting Mike Schmidt go and putting Marmol into that job. He kind of survived the first year because he had good players. They won a division. It didn't look too bad. But right now I'm beginning to think there's a bit of a mismatch there, and I think he's really on the hot seat. The Cardinals have added pitching, but it's all old pitching, and it's all sort of second-tier pitching. Like, you know, you talk about signing a guy like Lance Lynn to a big contract. That, to me, almost smells of panic as opposed to a good signing. I hope he does well, because the Cardinals need the innings. But at the end of the day, I got a feeling that they're going to be treading water again this year. You asked about the Dodgers. They put up a lot of runs in the first couple of games they've played. But as we all know in spring training, and probably more so with a star-studded team like the Dodgers, you've got 23 or 24 of those 26 positions already spoken for before they have the first workout. So you're going to see a lot of action from the second-tier guys, the 8 or 10 guys that are fighting for those last two jobs. Spring training, you know, means something from a momentum standpoint, but I've always been a believer that it doesn't really mean anything until the last week, when the regulars are starting to play for every team. Go through the first two or three weeks of spring training. The home teams are generally pretty strong because the Stars play three or four innings. The roads on the road, those guys don't travel. So a little bit of a mismatch in terms of the skills that are on the field. But you know, the Dodgers are so good in terms of the talent they have on paper. You expect them to win. How are they going to win? I think they're probably going to win 103, 104, 105 games, something in that range.
Hey, great stuff as always, John. We got to run. Have an awesome day. We'll catch up next week.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter,
If you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Everybody, welcome back, and it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We got Mike Wilson, we got myself, Andy Dorf, and we can have you at 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can hit us up on that X for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. Gonna be the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, brother, let's address an elephant in the room real quickly. I want to know where you feel, how you feel, where you stand on court storming when your team does something extraordinary and you have a bunch of fans that get excited and they want to run out and support their team. And along the way, potentially, you might have something happen where somebody gets hurt or this, that, and the other. Where are you on storming the court when your team does something and you want to enjoy all that glory? Where is Mike Wilson on that? I'm curious.
Where is Mike Wilson? This goes to something that has always concerned me with college basketball. Doesn't necessarily worry me with college football, because we're talking about 100-yard field. There's lots of room. Like I kind of understand it more with football, and it doesn't necessarily concern me as much in football as it does basketball, because basketball is a much more confined space. I've always wondered how long it was going to be until we had people of or players and possibly coaches, who knows, but players of circumstance, like the Duke player yesterday and Caitlin Clark, who's probably, you could argue, the biggest name in college basketball, period. Sure. Right now, she got hit about a month ago, a few weeks back, when they lost, I believe it was Ohio State, a fan hit her. If they could ban it, I wouldn't have a problem with it, because at the end of the day, the players and the coaches for both teams, and I'm not saying just because you lose the game, the player has a bigger chance of getting hurt. I mean, the players that win, here comes 15,000 fans, you know, or whatever it is. I'm just kind of speaking hyperbole right here, but you got all these fans storming the court. If they could ban it, I wouldn't necessarily have a problem with it. I understand the reason the kids do it. You beat a program like Duke, and Duke is such a storied blue blood program that I understand why people rush the court. And Wake Forest is Wake Forest. Like they haven't really done anything since Tim Duncan was there. And so it's one of those things, and I know I may seem like a kind of get off my lawn kind of guy with this, but I am worried about the players and the coaches' safety. I heard some people say, well, give them like a minute to get off the court and then you let them rush it. Like, human nature is not going to allow that to happen. These kids nowadays and in the past, they don't care, you know, if it would be a minute, if it'd be 30 seconds, it would be 10 seconds, you know, whatever it be. They want to get in on the celebration as quickly as possible. But if they look, there has to be something done. I know the NCAA does fine schools if you rush the field in football, if you rush the court in basketball, or at least they did in the past. I'm not sure if that policy is still in use, but I think the NCAA, for all its faults, will probably take a look at this, and if they still want to do the fines for the school, they're going to have to raise the fines and make it in, you know, instead of whatever it was, $25,000, $50,000. Now you got to get into the six figure category if you want to try and, subside this, the storm in the court and players getting hurt. I don't know to the extent that the Duke player is hurt. I mean, he had to be carried off the court. I mean, he was being carried off by teammates. It's just one of those in the moment kind of things that I think it does need to be regulated a little bit. And it's just sad to see, because the product is the coach, the product is the players on the court. And when this kind of thing happens, there's always that risk. So, this goes back a little ways with me. I've always been real wary of a storming the court, storming the field situation because of safety.
All right, man, we're on opposite ends of the field on this one, my friend. Okay, so if you, the way I look at it, can have that opportunity to storm a field or a court, I'm going to guess that it's going to be a memory of a lifetime, or your team right. did something so miraculous that it's just fitting for that moment. I think we got to chill, you know what, out. Let one incident ruin a potential generation of future memories for young people. Okay, like, come on, man. You sound your age, brother. Like, I'm sorry, but you sound like a dude in his 50s right now that sounds like he's just about tired with having to deal with certain things. Look, man, we're completely on opposite ends on this. You're like my brother on this one. My brother always shoots me messages and wants to be right with me about sports, this and that and the other. Look, this isn't about being right or wrong. This is just about right. enjoying a moment and doing something like it's a special thing. And my point is this, Mike, you walk outside, there's no guarantee that somebody ain't going to run you over in their car. Okay. So like, we can have bad things happen to us, even if we're taking all kinds of precaution. And this is one of those situations to me where we're overblowing something that yes, something bad happened, okay? But ultimately, I think if you do this 100 times, how many times does it go bad? Do you get where I'm coming from? And again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Look, again, it's just about enjoying a moment and doing something that it's really special. It's not like you're just doing this for the heck of it. So I understand the safety. I get it, man. I really do. But I also think that if we're taking this away, we're taking away potentially an amazing memory and a moment for those fans to just get lost in that moment for that very brief amount of time. So you and I are on completely opposite ends about the whole court storming thing, or field storming, whatever it may be. I'm okay with it, and I understand that accidents may or may not happen, and they're unfortunate. Don't get me wrong. Like, let's take it this far. Let's go here. The Kansas City Chiefs had a gathering, had an event, and people go there and they start shooting people. Like, are we not going to have celebrations or parades for our teams anymore after they win a Super Bowl because of that? I don't think so. Do you get where I'm coming from?
Oh no, absolutely. Like you were saying that you totally understand where I'm coming from. I totally get it where you're coming from, and there are circumstances. I'm like, I get why people storm the court. I'm not trying to sit here, like I said, sounding like, you know, get off my lawn kind of deal, but I just I hate to see it, and it's one of those things with me, like, you wonder how many times this has happened, you know, and it hasn't been reported, and it's just because, you know, the Caitlin Clarks and the Duke player yesterday, and pardon me for forgetting his name off the top of my head, but you know, big name players have got hurt this year. That's why this is all in the headlines. I mean that's the bottom line. If this was some kind of walk-on player, or, you know, 11th guy on the bench, 12th guy on the bench kind of thing, it's not as big as a deal as it is now. But it's just one of those things I think the NCAA is going to take a look at. They're probably, if they, like I said, if they still have that mechanism in place to fine schools for court storming or field storming, they may take a look at it and raise the fines for it, which, you know, I mean, look, college sports is a business. Some of these schools just crap money. They're gonna let their students do this, and, you know, but the NCAA would be like, look, you have to have proper security there, and I don't care what people say, you can have as many security people on the field around the court as you want. It's not going to stop these people from doing it, stop the kids from, like you say, celebrating the moment, being in the moment, those kind of things, because, look, it's just like anything else. If somebody wants to do it, they're going to freaking do it. And there ain't no security on the planet outside the Secret Service for the president that's going to allow this to happen, you know, that's going to stop this from happening.
Yeah, but in general, I think it was a security issue in general. They probably could have handled the
right.
whole situation a little bit better in general. You know, you brought up something that I just kind of want to make a point about. The NIL has absolutely come in, and they've ruined college
right.
sports, in my
yep.
humble opinion, because basically it's
yep.
the highest bidder is going to get the most players, this, that, and the other. But I just was curious if you saw this, because I thought I read something about this. The football game that's coming out for next year, I believe they're all the people that are in the game, they get a copy of the game, right? And they get $600. Did you see anything about that? So think about all the players.
Yeah.
Think about all the players, right?
Right.
And then there's $600 to each of those players. It doesn't sound like a lot of money, but at the end of the day, that's probably a boatload of money.
Oh, at the end of the day, that's going to be you know what ton of money handed out by EA Sports. Oh yeah. That's it. Individually, it doesn't sound like much, but collectively, oh yeah, it's going to be a boatload.
So
yeah.
So you did read that. So you did read that as well, huh?
Oh yeah. Yeah. You know, I saw the thing with Chris Fowler of ESPN college football, and, you know, announcer and stuff. And he's been working on this for 2 years and the whole thing. But I'm with you, the NIL, you want something that needs to be regulated. That needs to be regulated. That needs to be fixed.
I agree.
Because look at Ohio
State.
Look at Ohio State and how much money they spent. Yeah.
You're good. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll continue this and other conversations. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'd be Dorf. You can get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the X thing. It sounds like I'm talking up. It's Pigskin Opinion for him. It's Dorf on Sports for me. We can obviously talk that all year long. We're going to talk. I have a good feeling about my Milwaukee Bucks after what I saw from them against the T-Wolves on Friday night. I hope they can follow it up later on today against the Philadelphia 76ers, who they play on the road right after you and I get done doing the show at 11 a.m. my time here in the Valley of the Sun. Same with you, and 1 o'clock Eastern. But I really do think we're going to have some interesting things happen. The Golden State Warriors have figured some things out as of late. I'm really wondering what's going to happen with the Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron James moving forward. What do you think about the Phoenix Suns when they don't have their big three in the lineup? It seems like they're dreadful at best, you know? So, like, we've got a lot to discuss this hour in the NBA, and a lot of it's going to revolve around your Boston Celtics because they're just that damn good right now, my friend. So get ready, my friend. Get ready to discuss and break down what's going on in the NBA with me, all right? We got to take a break. We'll keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports. It's weekend edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
News. I'm Laura Winters. There is new information this Saturday about the suspect accused of killing a University of Georgia nursing student who was out for a jog near the campus in the town of Athens. The 26-year-old man, an illegal alien from Venezuela, police saying it's a crime of opportunity.
The investigation suggests that they had no relationship. He did not know her at all. I think this was a crime of opportunity where he saw an individual and bad things happen.
The police chief saying the man is charged with malice murder, felony murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of another. This is the first murder on the campus in 20 years. Classes have been canceled until Monday. South Carolina holding its primary today, the topic of IVF front and center. Former President Trump campaigning in Rock Hill, saying he strongly supports in vitro fertilization.
And today I'm calling on the Alabama legislature to act quickly to find an immediate solution to preserve the availability of IVF in Alabama, and I'm sure they're going to do that. The Republican Party should always be on the side of the miracle of life and the side of mothers and fathers and beautiful little babies. Have to be on that side.
Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris blaming former President Trump for Alabama becoming the first state to say that frozen embryos qualify as children under state law. Harris speaking in a video posted online.
He handpicked three members of the United States Supreme Court with the full intention for them to overturn Roe v. Wade and take away the protections around every person's freedom and right to be able to make decisions about their own body.
And today marks 2 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Taking a look now at your money, the Dow finishing the session Friday up 62 points to close at 39,131. The NASDAQ losing almost 45 points and the S&P 500 gaining almost 2 points. Elon Musk promising to make things good with a San Jose, California bakery called The Giving Cafe after Tesla cancels a $16,000 pie order at the last minute. In news now for your health, the norovirus stomach bug spreading in the Northeast with cases in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Doctors say it is hyper-contagious and causes diarrhea in adults and children. It's out of this world, the U.S. Back on the moon, USA's Corey Myers with details.
Unmanned robotic lunar lander Odysseus, launched by a private U.S. company, Intuitive Machines, landed on the moon's surface.
We can confirm, without a doubt, that our equipment is on the surface of the moon, and we are transmitting. So, congratulations, IM team. We'll see how much more we can get from that.
It was the first American mission to land on the moon since Apollo 17 in 1972, and the first private spacecraft ever to make a soft landing there. NASA paid IM $118 million to take six instruments for testing to the moon. OD was also carrying a part for a future moon telescope.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'd be Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you like. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on that X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, my friend, topics at hand this hour will obviously be a lot about the NBA and what we think may or may not happen the rest of the way. Obviously, I said a few things to you before the break about potential things that could or couldn't, may or may not happen, I guess you can say. But ultimately, my friend, I think we're in for a lot of fun the last couple months of the NBA season and rolling into the postseason. And then obviously we just have the free fall from there. It's baseball, it's college hoops coming up, right, with March Madness happening literally right around the corner. So a ton of fun to look forward to, Mike. Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. A lot of fun to look forward to.
All right, my friend, on the other side, we're going to break it all down. So stick around, people. And by the way, I really like that UConn basketball team, but you know what? They've had a couple hiccups as of late, and you know what? It's anybody's ball game when it comes to March Madness. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I got Mike Wilson. I got myself, Andy Dorf. And you can be here with us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Mike's X. That's Pigskin Opinion for him. It's Dorf on Sports for me. It's Facebook Dorf on Sports, and it's the real Dorf on Sports on IG. I got to have fun with that, man, because I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. So it's just kind of fun. Okay, so where would you like to go? Would you like to talk NBA basketball, or would you like to talk NCAA basketball? I'm gonna let you decide, my friend. Where do you want to go?
It doesn't really matter, but let's start with the professionals. Let's go there.
Okay. Well, you heard what I said a little while ago when I said, you know, I'm interested to see how. I guess you can call it the second half, but we're past that, right? Let's just call it after the All-Star break. And right out of the gate, excuse me there, the Milwaukee Bucks have their first opportunity after a couple of disgusting losses right before the break. They lose to a Miami team without Jimmy Buckets, and everybody was going nuts and crazy about it. Then they lose to a team in Memphis that's playing 9 G League guys and not one starter, and people lose a gasket again. And, you know, I can get it and I can understand it. And then they play a team like the Minnesota Timberwolves, who they actually might see, you know, in the postseason, because that's a good basketball team. Then they go out and they beat them. And I want to make this point, too, because before they lost to Memphis and Miami, they also were able to beat the defending champions in the Denver Nuggets. I guess what I'm trying to say to you is this, and it's an interesting stat. Last season, the Milwaukee Bucks lived on the bottom feeders, okay? And they could, their record was, like, ridiculous against the bottom feeders. But they struggled against the teams that were over 500, Mike. This season, we have a complete opposite. They actually have a really good record against the good teams. And, I mean, the record isn't bad against the bad teams, but they're losing to teams that they shouldn't lose to. And they're beating teams that doesn't necessarily make sense with the way that they're playing, but they're able to beat those. So let me put it all active now, okay? What I think it means and what I've been saying kind of all season to you and everybody else that thinks this DOS guy doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, I feel like the Bucks rise to the level of their competition, or they fall to the level of their competition to a certain degree. And I'm not saying whether that's bad or good, because I want to start seeing consistency now. I've seen the highs, I've seen the lows. So now I'm all about, let's start building our habits. Let's start building what we do, and let's start being consistent. The one part of this that I do like, Mike, is the Milwaukee Bucks defense under Doc Rivers has gotten tremendously better, okay? The offense has taken a little bit of a hit, but with that being said, they exploded in the third quarter against the Minnesota Timberwolves for like 38 points. And I think they found their way, and what they did really well that quarter was something that your guys do, the Boston Celtics, really well throughout the whole game. Dude, the ball was popping. The ball was just moving, and the fluidity on the offense was there. So, you know, I'm one of those guys. I like to, I'm set in my ways. Don't get me wrong. I'm very set in my ways, and I'm set in my beliefs. But I also think that I have a certain calm. I have a certain ability to digest things in a different way than some people can. And I don't get emotional about it. I look at this as a journey. I look at this as a ride. I look at this as a start, and I look at this as a finish. Okay. And where you start isn't where you finish, hopefully. So to me, right. I'm okay with where the Bucks are right now, because with the best record, they didn't win it all, right? They actually won it when they had the third best record in 21. And I think they were maybe the seventh best record overall that season. Basically what I'm saying, dude, is play your best basketball at the right time, go into this being healthy, and you've got yourself a great shot. And this is what I didn't mention about Minnesota and Milwaukee the other night. They were able to do that without Chris Middleton playing at all. He's not going to play today again against Philadelphia. I see a lot of positive. I guess that's what I'm trying to tell you, Mike. I see a lot of positive. They're able to do this without their third best player being on the floor. And when he is able to be on the floor, I hope he can contribute and what we're building. So I think it's positive, really, more so than negative.
Oh, absolutely. For the Bucks, this is a positive. And look, I mean, you guys got your big three there
But your big two with Dame and Giannis are just, I mean, they're the top two, you know, amongst 30 other teams. I mean, the other teams would love to have these big two, and you're waiting on mids to come back. And then, you know, you talked about the consistency that you'd like to see. Build that consistency now. When mids come back, just build upon that consistency with Middleton coming back, because to me, he can be a great X factor heading down the stretch, because everybody's going to be so focused on Yanni and Dame that there are going to be some people that forget about Middleton, if that makes sense. Like, I just sit there and I watched. I didn't see the game when it was actually played, but I saw my son was out at the house yesterday, and we turned it to the NBA channel, and your game was being replayed. We sat there and watched it for a little bit, and he's like, Dad, he's like, Middleton's not any fun. I'm like, no, I know. Yeah, Middleton's out right now. And he goes, the Bucks look good. I'm like, yeah. I told him, I'm like, look, I still expect it to be the Bucks in Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. And, you know, and all this talk about, you know, some people are like, oh, the Knicks can get there. Well, okay, Boston made a statement yesterday against the Knicks and says, okay, yeah, you're not going to touch us. And we beat you in your house, people. So all those Knicks fans can just sit down for right now. And, you know, you got Philly today, and Embiid still out. I think Giannis is going to have a big game today. Against Philly without Embiid, because Philly without Embiid is not necessarily going to scare anybody. I mean, they still have Maxey. There's still a couple of players, but Embiid, you know, he's the reigning MVP. He's one of the best bigs in the league right now. But, you know, Giannis, to me, Giannis and Jokic are the two best bigs to me in the league. And I think without Embiid there to stop the freight train that is the Freak, I think Giannis is going to have a big game. So I absolutely agree with you, Andy. It's just building consistency with your Bucks. And, you know, we'll kind of take it from there. But, you know, Boston's just kind of doing what Boston's been doing basically all year. Relying on their big six that they got up there. So we'll see what happens, but we can continue this conversation after the break, man.
Sounds like a plan to me. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digis. Get at us on Mike's X. For him, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports. Okay, so let me ask you something, Mike Wilson. Just out of curiosity, how emotional do you get from game to game on how your team is playing? I'm just curious. Do you, like, all of a sudden, like, one game? For instance, if you can beat Denver one day and then you lose to Memphis without anybody playing, like, are you gonna get over emotional about that? Yes or no?
No. I don't. I mean, there's certain teams that kind of get geeked up for watching my team play. The Lakers is one because the Lakers are like the Dallas Cowboys to me. If you're a Boston Celtics fan, it's just you want to beat your arch nemesis, your arch rival, the organization that has the same number of championships as you do. The whole, you know, that whole thing. I get geeked up when they play Milwaukee because I just think that that's who the two teams that are headed on a collision course sometime in late May, early June. But I tend to keep a pretty even profile. And I realize, probably like you, that there's going to be ups and downs and lose the teams that you on paper you just look at and go, how the hell did we lose to Orlando? Orlando had Boston's number for a little while, and it was just like, we're gonna drop this game. And there's been other games that they've lost where you just kind of scratch your head, but in the whole scheme of things, the 30,000 foot view, it's a blip on the screen to me, because I know how good of a team Milwaukee is when it has their blips, or how good of a team Boston is when they drop a game and the whole thing. I think that served me well. It certainly served my heart well at times, for sure. But I tend to keep a pretty even keel throughout the season.
All right. So I think this is a pretty unfair statement that somebody just shot me. I want your opinion on it. If the Bucks lose today, Friday night meant nothing. Okay, let me explain something to people really quickly.
You're
what
good.
What I'm looking for right now, again, is consistency and building better habits, right? And we're going to have good, we're going to have bad, we're going to have ugly, we're going to have all of it.
Right.
But again, I think you got to look at the other night, beating Minnesota in Minnesota without Cash. I think that was a pretty impressive win. And, you know, everybody says, oh, well, we're playing Philadelphia without Joel Embiid. We're playing without Cash. Like, come on, man. Again, the Bucks right. at full strength is a much different animal than the Bucks not at full strength. And here's the other thing. Damian Lillard the other night, man, this guy can be awful for three freaking quarters, and then all of a sudden it's clutch time, and you got the fourth yep. best clutch player in the league, and then he goes and he does what he does. The shot making that he can produce at times, it's off the charts. We haven't had that before. Jrue Holiday wasn't doing that for us. Okay, that wasn't the case. So I want to see consistency. I want to see them building upon good habits. I don't get wrapped up in wins and losses. Like, I just don't. I'm sorry. Right. I'm so far past that, and I'm so far past thinking that the regular season is important that I don't really care. Do I want to be a top four? Yes. And would I rather see Boston maybe in the Eastern Conference Finals than in the second round? I don't even know, to be honest with you. But maybe. So if the Bucks can stay in the three spot, they're going to avoid them until the Eastern Conference Finals. And I'm going to go on record, man. I'm going to go on record. And I've been saying this all frickin' year long. And I've never strayed from it. It's going to be really, really difficult for anybody to beat the Milwaukee Bucks 4 out of 7 games, because they have the ability to not only have the best player, but they have the ability to have the two best players on the floor. I just think the dynamics here are they're going to finally wind up going in the Bucks' favor at some point in time. And whether it's this year or next year, or maybe this year and next year, I don't know, but I don't have a crystal ball, okay? But at the end of the day, I do know this. They have the ability to have the two best players on the floor in any frickin' series. That makes them an extremely difficult out, no matter what the situation is, Mike Wilson.
No, it absolutely does, and anybody that doesn't believe that is just, they're kidding themselves. And to your comment, to the person that said that, well, then Friday night doesn't mean anything. Are you kidding me? They won the game. Would you have rather had your team lose its last two games or, you know, whatever in a row than, you know, win a game and lose a game? You know, it just doesn't make all that much sense to me. And like I said before we went to break, and you and I are on the same page, it's about building consistency. It's about ramping up, playing your best basketball when you need to, you know. And look, sometimes your best basketball, I mean, the Bucks are a team that everybody gets geeked up to play, and they're going to get most everybody's best shot on most nights. And, you know, and if you can build consistency off that and take out these teams that are either bad or good, then, you know, the Bucks are going to be a tough out. I mean, that's the same thing I want for the Boston Celtics. Just ramp up, beat the teams you're supposed to beat, compete at a very high level, get the wins over quality teams, and then you gain confidence, you gain consistency going into those high-pressure situations in the playoffs. I mean, look, after the game last night with Boston and the Knicks, Jaylen Brown, who's one of the best players in the league, one of the best kind of two-way guys in the league, but he was asked kind of that similar question, Andy, about the regular season. He goes, it doesn't matter. He goes, what matters is building good habits, getting to the playoffs, playing good basketball,
and playing winning basketball in the playoffs. He goes, nothing else matters during the year besides that. You know, and he goes, I mean, he did say, like, you know, look, home court helps, you know, certainly, but it's the regular season is just about gearing up towards the playoffs and playing your best basketball. The regular season is just what it is the regular season. And I agree with him. And I agree with what you're saying as well. It's like some of these people just don't want to understand that, you know, all these wins during the regular season, they want to pretend that it means something. I mean, it does to a certain point, but to play championship level basketball, it is another thing, and that takes a whole different mindset and takes a whole different part of consistency.
And I'm going to restate this one more time for those that may or may not be paying attention to what I'm saying. Last season, the Milwaukee Bucks beat up on the bottom feeders, and they struggled against good basketball teams, meaning teams that were 500 or better. This year, it's the opposite. And to a certain degree, there are certain games, like you're talking about, you get up for, and there are certain games you don't have a lot of motivation to play them. So ultimately, the Milwaukee Bucks play really well against really good competition this year, and they seem to lower their level of play against teams that are inferior to them. Here's the good news about that. Okay, and for those that are listening, here's the good news about that. They're not going to see Memphis in the playoffs, guys. They're not going to have to worry about the G League team from Memphis. Okay, so don't even worry about it. Don't even sweat that. Don't even let that bother you. If they lose to a Memphis team that's playing for all their glory in that moment in that game, okay, good for them. Great win for them. Don't get over emotional about things that don't really matter in the long term. What matters is how you're playing come April and May. And here's the real truth. Put up and be better at that moment in time. And here's a couple other things that I've noticed too. I think what I saw the other night, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but it seemed like they really empowered Dame to take the shots late in the game the other day. And it seemed like they empowered him to be the guy controlling things at the end of the game. I like that. Get the ball out of Giannis's hands and get it in Dame's hands. Great move. We got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153, 800-943-2153, 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us, holler at us, talk to us, or just keep texting me. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on that XYZ. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports IG. It's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right. We've talked a lot about the Eastern Conference, okay? Let's move over to the Western Conference, because at the end of the day, I don't think you and I believe in the Cleveland Cavaliers, and people can or can't. They're going to be a tough out. I know that. The Knicks, I think that they've gotten better. They've made some moves. They're also a little banged up, to answer your question about why they're not going to be able to move up right now. They're a little banged up. Philadelphia, we know the problem there. No Joel Embiid, and Orlando Magic, you know, they were as high as the two hole, I believe, this year. Now they're down to the sixth spot. Indiana's been up and down a little bit. Now they're in the seventh spot in the play-in. Miami, they're probably going to be in the play-in, but we know how good Miami can be when the postseason comes. And then I'm not too worried about the Bulls or Atlanta. So I think we've wrapped up the Eastern Conference in a nutshell. It's going to be Boston and Milwaukee, okay, guys? Just relax and calm yourself, because that is what it's going to be. Okay, Western Conference. Minnesota Timberwolves, really good basketball team. Obviously, the Bucks handled them, but I love Ant-Man. Dude, the shot-making he had the other night was absolutely incredible late in that ball game. I like their toughness to a certain degree. The Bucks took it out of them to a certain degree, though, as well. They didn't let them do what they do on a normal basis, which was really good to see. Oklahoma City Thunder in the second spot right now. I don't know how much we believe in them because they're a young team. They do have Shea. They got Gilchrist. He's awesome. They've obviously got Chet. He's fantastic, probably going to be the rookie of the year. I know all the talks about Wemby, but look at Chet. The dude's awesome. He's playing great. Then you got the Clippers there, who are an interesting team. But I'm going to tell you what, man, like every basketball team in this league, Mike Wilson, they all have flaws, okay? They all have flaws. Maybe the Boston Celtics are the closest thing to not having flaws, but when Porzingis not in, they got flaws. Okay, so the flaws here with the LA Clippers are the fact that they're a little bit of a smaller team, and it seems to me that when they play bigger teams, that's when they struggle to a certain degree. Then you got the Denver Nuggets, the reigning champs, who are in the fourth spot, who, if they're healthy, my friend, I think we can agree on this, they're probably the best team in the Western Conference, just based on what they did last year, having that experience. It does mean something. Then you look at the Pelicans, who I'm not really looking at as a real threat this year. The team behind them, though, the Dallas Mavericks, did make some moves at the deadline that I do think have been very valuable to them. They got bigger. They got tougher. We saw the way that they were able to handle the Phoenix Suns the other night. Luka just owns them. I know that they had one slip up along the way against the Suns here in town, but for the most part, Luka just has a field day and nobody can guard him on that team. Sacramento, I said I thought they would go a little bit down from last year. Kind of shocked that they're in the play-in right now. The Suns in the play-in, the Lakers in the play-in, and Golden State in the play-in right now. Like, dude, the West is going to be a lot of fun. I think that's what I'm trying to say to you.
Oh, absolutely. The West is going to be a lot of fun to take a look at and just to watch. But there, out of all those top 10 teams in the West, there's one team that I can't see being bounced in the first round, and that's the Denver Nuggets. Like I could see Minnesota getting bounced. I could see Oklahoma City. I could see the Clips. I could, you know, and like you said, the experience counts for something. With Denver, and I know there's people out there that are like, Denver's in the four spot and all that. I'm like, Denver's two games out. Like, chill, yeah. You know what? You know, relax. Like, you know, they're in the four spot and two games back. So the way that this could end up could be Denver's the top seed in the West, and if Denver's the top seed in the West and they have home court, good luck beating them at home. Like you say, with the Bucks, 4 out of 7, good luck beating Denver 4 out of 7 when they have the home court advantage and they arguably have the best player in the league in Nikola Jokic pulling the strings up there in Denver. So, you know, any other team, like I said, I can see getting bounced in the first round. Denver, I can't. Phoenix is just – they're a little bit of a – of an enigma to me, man. I mean, they've been banged up so much this year. They haven't had the big three out there for what, like, you know, 5 minutes. Bradley Beal's been hurt. Booker's been on the DL, you know, at different times. And KD's kind of had, Kevin Durant has had to carry the load for the Phoenix Suns for the most of this season. Oh, yeah. And I don't know, you wonder how long he really wants to be here. If he's constantly having to get 30 to 40 a night, you know, you're asking him to do that. That can be a taxing load for KD. Yeah, Golden State's kind of figured some stuff out, but they're still in the 10th spot. Lakers, they're up and down. They're kind of an emotional group. I don't really see the Lakers doing all that much. I mean, they have a televised game against the Suns this afternoon. And, you know, I'm like, wow, they're putting the Lakers on TV. I get why the Lakers are getting on TV, but come on. Like, it's a 9 seed, but whatever that is. Dallas, I'm with you. With Dallas, they did make some moves. They'll be sneaky good. And Luka, if he comes to the Valley of the Sun, just write him in for 40, on any given night. If he's taking on the Suns, New Orleans, I'm with you. I don't take him seriously. I mean, you see that brawl the other night with New Orleans. I mean, that was kind of ugly, but the West is just going to be get your popcorn, nachos, and your soda and just sit back and watch the fireworks, man.
Steve Kerr got a big extension the other day. Maybe, yeah, obviously, it's warranted. The guy's done a great job with the Golden State Warriors, not taking anything away from him. I do like the move that they made with Klay coming off the bench now. It does seem to be working. They figured a lot of things out. I'll be interested to see how far Golden State can climb, to be honest with you. They're 4.5, right. or 3.5 games out of the top 6. They're the team that I'm going to watch here down the stretch because I thought they would be in the play-in throughout the season and maybe not even make the postseason. But the adjustments that they've made will be interesting to see how well they can perform based on what they've done. The Phoenix Suns, look, this Ishbia guy came in here, and with all the money that he has really, really made changes to this team that I think are going to cost them for many, many years to come. They went all in on KD, okay? And, you know, this week, we saw throughout the week the interviews with KD locally, and then they wound up getting light of it and making it national, because he did some local program here talking to a guy about leadership and this and that and the other. And I don't really have a problem with the way that Kevin Durant leads. I'll be honest with you. What I do have a problem with Kevin Durant is this. The fact that, and I'm going to fall into this trap a little bit, and I'm going to say, well, he claps back, and I'm going with my boy Stephanie A and the way that he talks all of a sudden right now, and I think you know how I feel about that joker and what he does, but hey, I ain't mad. Look, the bottom line is this, that there's different types of leaders, okay? He's a little bit more silent. He's also the type of leader that takes things a little more personal, and he seems to have to say something back to people when at certain times I don't think it's warranted. Okay, so I don't necessarily like the way that he leads, but to not say that he's a leader, I don't think that's fair either, Mike.
No, I don't think it's fair at all, and I'm completely with you on, you know, when he claps back. I'm like, dude, you don't need to clap back at Joe Schmo, Joe Average on the street. Like,
exactly.
If you're Kevin Durant, who the F cares? You know what average man on the street who couldn't hold your jock strap, you know, on the bench, thinks about your leadership style, your playing style. The fact is that he's kind of carried the water for the Phoenix Suns this year, you know, for the most part, while the other two out of the big three have been injured. And, you know, I am completely with you on Ishbia. You know, everybody made a big deal out of him, you know, and I get it. Like, I completely understand why. I mean, the guy has more money than God, and he's gonna do just what he's going to do, and no one's gonna tell him otherwise. And you know, I and Andy, with this comparison, this analogy, I could be off, completely off. But I look at him; he just comes in flashing all his money, trying to spend all his money. It kind of reminds me of Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys a little bit.
Yeah,
and it's just like, you know, dude, just, yes, go ahead, spend your money, but shut up. But because you're not the one on the court. You're not the coach making the decisions that have to be made during a game. Just shut up. Enjoy that you get to own an NBA franchise, you know, and most of us would die to own an NBA franchise. But, yeah, I think he has set this team back in terms of money being owed out the players. Way back, and it may not be something once this big three in Phoenix is done that they may be able to recover from for quite a while.
And I want to make this point because Justin Fields said it so eloquently the other day about social media. Look, I had an issue a couple few weeks back with somebody getting upset with me about something I said to somebody on social media. I didn't even say anything negative, by the way. I just said something that was the truth. If you can't handle social media, I think you should get off of social media.
Yeah.
If you're going to let things like this affect your daily life, you got problems, okay? You got real freaking problems. Because at the end of the day, everybody has an opinion. And if you don't like it, it's okay. But it's not okay to make a bigger deal out of something than it really is. And I think Justin Fields did it so eloquently the other day. The fact that he decided to stop following the Chicago Bears was frickin' news.
Right.
Are you people kidding me or what? You want to talk about overreacting to something? It's his life,
no
man. If he doesn't want to follow a frickin' team that's given him all kinds of BS, more frickin' power to Justin Fields. Get over yourselves, people. That's what I'm trying to say. Get over your frickin' self. All right, we got to take a break, and we'll come back and do what we do. It's called Parting Shots, y'all. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get asked a couple few different ways, people, real quickly before we do our parting shots for Mike on his X, me on the X. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports for me. It's Dorf on Sports on the Facebook, and it's the real Dorf on Sports on the IG. Mike Wilson, parting shot time. You are up.
Today is sports related, but kind of not. My shout out actually, Andy, goes to the United States Postal Service. Yesterday, with the help of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Jamal Wilkes, put into circulation a stamp honoring the late, great UCLA basketball coach John Wooden. If there's a guy that deserves a stamp in perpetuity and forever to be used, it is John Wooden. What he did for his players winning those championships and what he taught them about life off the court and how to approach life on the court, off the court, John Wooden is certainly worthy of a U.S. stamp.
I love it, man. Good one. You always come up with some good stuff with our parting shots, by the way. So I always appreciate it. Sometimes you educate me on Oregon State Beaver stuff or something from the Northwest. So no, seriously, man, I truly appreciate it. All right. My parting shot is this. I saw some really good stuff from the Milwaukee Bucks on Friday night against the Minnesota Timberwolves. I don't care so much about wins and losses. I care about habit. I care about seeing progression. I care about seeing consistency. Let's continue that today in Philadelphia. And if you do, we're on our way, baby. We are on our way. So for Mike Wilson, John Poulter, Robert, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have an awesome week, everybody. Take care.
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.